Police and government agencies will meet in Canberra next week to devise a range of coordinated strategies to prevent the radicalisation of teenagers in Australia. The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has convened the meeting in response to the terror shooting of police worker Curtis Cheng at Parramatta in Sydney's West last week. Anti-Muslim protesters organised a rally at the nearby mosque in Parramatta last night, but at least four times as many people showed up in support of the Muslim community. Our reporter Lucy Carter spent the evening at Parramatta and she compiled this report.
Why are you colluding with the Muslims? We would like to know.
The rival rallies on Marsden Street in Parramatta were held outside the mosque where police allege 15-year-old gunman Farhad Jabbar went before carrying out last week's deadly attack. Workers from businesses along Marsden Street cleared out.
They just said that we should just pack up early and leave, just save any drama getting out later and things like that.
The rallies weren't formally approved, but Commander Wayne Cox from Parramatta Local Area Command said the group's right to protest was being respected.
We certainly support the right of people to actually speak and express their views on certain subjects. But after saying that, I would certainly like to reinforce that we're also here as a law enforcement agency. We expect a certain level of behaviour to abide by the law of the land.
Chanting and waving Australian flags and hate messages, the group of anti-Muslim protesters was small but loud. They were also about half an hour late, with the organiser of the Party for Freedom rally, Nick Folkes, blaming traffic.
Yeah, but we've had a few logistical problems with traffic and streets being cordoned off and that. And, you know, a lot of people are scared. They're scared of Islam. They're absolutely scared to turn up and show their face.
The two dozen or so anti-Muslim protesters were dwarfed by over 70 police and a large media pack, but still made their views clear.
I don't want my daughter growing up in 5 years' time with the only choice to be married off because we've been taken over by them.
All mosques preach and practice terrorism, whether it be against infidels, whether it be against Jews, whether it be against any non-Muslims. The place should be closed down.
Omar Hassan helped coordinate the anti-racism rally.
We think that this is a long-term pattern of behaviour in our society. Unfortunately, since the war on terror, every time there's an attack, Muslims seem to bear the brunt of racist backlash. So we're here to say the Australian community is not all racist, that we stand with Muslim community and we will support them all the way through.
The overwhelming police presence and small numbers helped keep the rival protests calm with just one minor scuffle. After 2 hours of shouting slogans at one another over the police exclusion zone, they disbanded peacefully. However, the organiser of the Party for Freedom rally, Nick Folkes, says it's not the last we'll see of his group.
We're not afraid. We're here to show that we don't want Islam in our country and we want to make a statement. And you know, the political leaders, if you don't pay attention to the Australian people, you're going to have a political revolution on your hands very soon.
And the numbers will grow.
Anti-Muslim demonstrator Nick Folkes ending that report from Lucy Carter.